Great treasure is in the middle of the greatest loss. You can feed your soul on whatever you want, but you have the opportunity to encounter God in a way that you'll never have a chance outside of the valley of the shadow of death. The Lord gave us statements like, all things work together for good to those who love God, called according to his purpose. All things work together. I've even stated in recent weeks this reality. It's a good reminder for me. It's a good reminder for you. All things work together for good. My favorite restaurant is French Laundry. Amen. Glory to God. In Napa. Yountville, actually. And I remember the first time I went to this restaurant. Now, I just like things when I can tell the chef or the architect or the, you know, the author or whatever it might be, they were so intentional in the way they laid things out. In this case, just the way they prepared this food. So I've got 9 courses. So all small, but you end up full. I don't know, it's a miracle. I don't know how it happens. So I sat down first time. Benny and I are there, and another couple friends of ours were there, and they brought me this course of dominated by 2 things I did not like, immersed in a sauce. The 2 things were oysters. I know some of you like them. To me, they remind me of something else. Slimy things. Yeah, you're good? All right. Oysters and caviar. Was never a fan. So they served this, and I looked over at Benny and I said, honey, I'm paying too much money for this to not at least taste it. So I took a bite, and I looked at her and I said, I want a chili bowl full of this stuff. How could he take 2 things that I don't like, mix it together with a bunch of things I do like, and make it to this date one of the best things I've ever eaten in my life? The same way our master chef takes the bitter, the tasteless, the meaningless, the stuff that's too spicy, the stuff that's too sweet, the stuff that's too sour, and then put it together in the perfect blend. And at the end of your life, you look back and you say, I wouldn't change a thing. I wouldn't change a thing. Because every single part of my life, he took by his grace and he worked it together to where it brings him glory. And it's the most satisfying meal I've ever had in my life. I wouldn't change a thing. He has promised us. He has designed life in such a way that there are always discoveries to be made. He's the one who said, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil because you're with me. So in other words, the great treasure is in the middle of the greatest loss. You can feed your soul on whatever you want, but you have the opportunity to encounter God in a way that you'll never have a chance outside of the valley of the shadow of death. It's not self-determination, it's surrender. It's yielding to the purposes of God. It's yielding to the word of God. He is the one who has declared this to be so. He goes on and he says, he sets a table before me. That table is a place to eat. French Laundry. Yeah. It's just almost time for lunch. I'm just doing you a favor. I'm giving you motivation here. He prepares a table before me. What is that? It's a place of fellowship, of encounter, of engagement, of personal pleasure, delight, joy. He sets that table in the presence of my enemies. If all I see are the enemies, I've missed the table that he put there. And we all have different stuff going on. Most of you know what my family and I have been facing the last month. The tragic loss. Without question. But there's also a table there. There's a table. There's a table of intense fellowship, of great delight, of personal pleasure, of satisfaction, of fulfillment. It's there. It's much like the Easter egg that's been hidden in a bush. I know it's in there. In our Easter egg hunts, we put small amounts of cash in most of the eggs, but there's a few eggs that will have a much larger bill in them. And one of my grandsons, one of them went to his dad before everyone was released to go find the eggs. He said, "Dad, where is the one with all the money?" And Brian, excuse me, my son, was so impressed that his son had the courage to ask that he told him right where it was. So he went over and got, I don't know if it was a $20 bill or what was in there, but it was a good egg. You know what? Sometimes you just ask the one who hid it. It's a funny story, and there's more, but we'll leave that right where it is. But just think with me for a moment. He wouldn't have asked if he wouldn't have thought there was a possibility of him being rewarded for asking. There was something about his own father's nature that he responded to, an inviting nature of exploration, discovery, personal success. And if you're sitting in the middle of maybe a personal loss, maybe a financial crisis, legal matter, whatever, we all have stuff. There's a table there. He says so. The one who cannot lie. The one who cannot lie has declared over your life, there's a table there. And that table will nourish you. It will strengthen you. Anybody else glad that he made food good?
Yes.
Except for cilantro. It's in my opinion, God sees people eating cilantro and he says, it was a decoration. I just offended 3/4 of the room. But some of you are with me. Come on, be bold. Put your hands up. All right. What are they eating that for? I was a decoration. The table that he set is not just for your strength, it's for your pleasure.
Yeah, I'm so glad that you watched this video. I do pray that it's a great, great strength and encouragement to you. And I've got a verse that really is my cry for all of us. And it's Psalms 20, it's verse 4. May he grant you your heart's desire and fulfill all your plans. That's my prayer. That's my prayer, is that this would be the season of rich, rich fulfillment. Thanks for joining us.